Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrat, representing the 8th District of Illinois, joins us now to hopefully explain some parts of the stimulus bill that are a little confusing. Congressman, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Let's start with small businesses and help us. Okay, you're a owner of a restaurant, a dry cleaning shop, whatever it may be, and you want to find out about the money available to you, the loan money. Where do you go? How do you apply? How much money is available? Who gets the money first? Can you explain?
Sure. So the answer is, first of all, go to the application that's been posted on the Treasury Department's CARES Act resource page. Take a look at the application, start filling it out, gather the information, and then step two, identify your favorite banker at a credit union or a lender that you work with among the roughly 2,000 lenders that have been approved by the Small Business Administration to administer the loan. As far as the details or the particulars of the loan, it's a loan that my office had a lot to do with in terms of shaping, based on my own personal experience as a small business person 10 years ago in the last Great Recession. I just felt that a lot of money was made available to large financial institutions and companies, but it did not trickle down to small businesses. So this time around, I wanted to make sure that it could be available to all small businesses. So this is how it works. Basically, you can get up to 2.5 times your average monthly payroll, okay, and in the form of a loan. And so long as you spend it within 8 weeks of the origination of the loan, that loan will be forgiven. And this is a special type of loan that does not require personal guarantees by the owner, no collateral necessary, and it is forgivable. And the interest rate right now has been set at 0.5%, so 0.5%. And as I said, it's really going to be 0% if the loan is forgiven. So it's a really excellent loan, and I very strongly encourage everyone who's a small business person to go out there and try to take advantage of it ASAP, because we need you to stay alive, and we need you to take care of your payroll and your workers and their families now.
Congressman, is this a case where first come, first serve? Because the money's not going to last forever, is it?
It's basically a pool of $350 billion. I guess you could say it's first come, first serve, but there's going to be a very strong push on the part of people like myself to make further funds available. And I think that Secretary Mnuchin has also indicated that he will request more if the pool runs dry. But that's why I think everyone needs to get out there and get the money now.
What about independent contractors? What if you don't have any employees? Are you eligible for any of this money?
Yes. If you're a sole proprietor, if you're an independent contractor, you are eligible for this money. I believe that the guidance or the specific regulations for that particular type of lending will be available in a week. I think the first priority for the Small Business Administration and the Treasury Department is to get money out the door to small businesses that have employees other than the owner this week, starting on Friday. But very soon thereafter, we'll have the guidance for other types of businesses as well.
So as far as the independent contractors and anybody who does not have employees, not yet. They wait until the guidance and the rules come, and you say that'll be about a week from now?
That's what Secretary Mnuchin said in the last couple of days. I take them at their word. I think they just haven't formulated the rules for that type of an entity. So just hang tight for a few days. But our intention was to make them fully eligible as well.
What about unemployment benefits? And this is an expanded program. Who's covered? Who's not covered? How is that going to work?
Okay, so with regard to unemployment benefits, essentially the federal government agreed to supplement whatever the state programs authorize with an additional $600 per week for up to 4 months. And then they extended the unemployment programs for each state by an additional 13 weeks. So as a practical matter, who's eligible? It's anybody who has been furloughed, anybody who's been laid off, anybody whose hours have been reduced. That includes gig workers and, again, people who have traditionally been excluded from unemployment insurance. But now we just, we need to help everybody.
Congressman, I'm glad you went to the Harvard Law School so you understand this, because some of it is pretty confusing to most people, I think.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you about the stimulus package and the individual checks. I think folks are pretty clear on this. Is there anything that you think needs to be sort of straightened out? Are folks confused about any of that?
Yeah, I think there's still some kinks that need to be ironed out, so to speak. One is a lot of seniors who are in Social Security traditionally do not have to file a tax return because their income is, beneath the levels that require filing one. And until last night, it was not clear whether a senior needed to file a tax return to receive a stimulus payment. And thankfully, Secretary Mnuchin made it clear last night that the stimulus payments are available to people who are on Social Security, who don't have to file a tax return, and it's available to them without them filing a new one now. Now, what bothers me is that guidance keeps going back and forth. But as of last night, that was the latest. And, I have a letter into the Secretary's office to confirm this once and for all. But that's the latest guidance. The other problem, I would say, with the stimulus payments is that, unfortunately, a stimulus payment of $500 for each dependent is not available for dependents older than 16 years old. And so we're talking about high school seniors, we're talking about college students who would otherwise be claimed as dependents on their parents' tax forms. And I have another letter and actually a piece of legislation that I'm co-sponsoring to change that, because I think that's ridiculous. I think anybody who's a dependent on a tax form, who's eligible, needs to be also eligible for that additional $500 for the family, because, they do have a lot more expenses now.
And Congressman, what are you saying to people who are trying to get through for some information on unemployment, but they just are not being connected because of the overload? Do you know what's happening with that?
Yeah. This is a very, unfortunately, there's a problem across the country. Please bear with the system. We just learned a few minutes ago that last week another 6.6 million people across the country filed for unemployment benefits, meaning that between last week and the week before, we now know that 10 million people have filed for unemployment claims, which is off the charts relative to anything that we've seen ever before, at least in unemployment insurance history. So please bear with the state authorities. I know that Governor Pritzker and his team are really trying to do their best. And, we will do everything we can in our office to handhold and do everything necessary to get people to the benefits that they need and deserve. My office number is 847-413-1959. I'm happy to help people on an individual basis. And you can, of course, go to my website, krishnamoorthy.house.gov. If you don't know how to spell my last name, just type type in Raja, there's only one Raja in the U.S. Congress.
Yeah, that number, the unemployment number, I mean, not surprising, but still shocking when you hear it. Congressman,
it's shocking.
Yeah. Before we let you go, that CARES Act resource page, can you repeat how we can get that online?
Yes, sir. It's at the Treasury Department website, I have not checked this morning yet, but I imagine that it's also at SBA.gov. That's Small Business Administration. Their website. So check it out, and most likely we will also put it on our website so that people have it as a resource. But if you can go to the Treasury Department, go to that CARES Act resource page, go to that application, start gathering the information, it will really help you to expedite getting access to the Paycheck Protection Program. Ask for the PPP program, Paycheck Protection Program, when you call your bank.
Congressman, thanks for some clear answers on some confusing issues, and we'll check in with you from time to time if that's okay.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Have a good day and a safe
one. You too.